Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show, Media Giant Effect, and Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? This is exactly the kind of a topic you like to talk about, isn't it?
Oh, I really do. I mean, I'm so into innovation, growth, technology, you know, making America its amazing self again. I'm all about that.
Yes, and my guest today is Colonel John Mills. He's going to talk about innovation race. Colonel Mills, thank you for your service again. And this is such an honor to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Neil and Greg. An honor to be with you likewise. Thank you very much.
All right, Greg, go ahead and hit him off with his first question.
Well, that's great. Well, it's a real pleasure and honor to meet you, sir. I appreciate it. And thank you for your service. So what prompted you to jump in and create this innovation race?
Well, thank you so much. I was invited to participate in the film by Luke, and it's his film, but I was one of an august set of characters in the movie. And simultaneously, I have a book out right now called "The Nation Will Follow." That's actually very closely related. But I mean, the simple bottom line on innovation race is: in 2011, we had a new law passed, and I was at the time in the Office of Secretary of Defense working on a parallel cyber piece of legislation. But the innovation one was supposed to improve the patent system. But as we've learned from the 2002 Helping Americans Vote Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, never, ever, ever, ever trust a nice sounding piece of legislation. This was the essentially the America Innovates Act from 2011. And it took our system, which is it's in the Constitution. A lot of Americans don't realize that. Our patent system is in the Constitution. And it took our patent system, which maybe wasn't perfect, maybe needed some tweaks, and essentially gutted it, created an internal legal panel and court. I should use the term court, whereby big tech could attack and assail relentlessly over and over again awarded patents. Well, what's the outcome when that happens? Why get a patent? So American innovation is dropping with the American Innovates Act. And who benefits? China. China. And what did China do? China took our existing system and ran with it. Instead, we shot ourselves many times in the foot. And everybody's looking around going, yeah, so what, big deal, who cares? But that was part of the initial marriage of big tech and the early Obama administration as they were getting to know each other. And it's a very bad piece of legislation. It's hurt us very badly when it comes to innovation in all worlds, but especially in the big tech world.
Well, and you know, you bring up big tech and you bring up, you know, China, and you bring up, you know, scooping up IP and all of that stuff. And it makes me think, you know, where do we fit in America now up against, you know, some of the state actors that are out there like China and so forth in terms of security, you know, protection, cybersecurity for us and our citizens?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, as we're now learning through the Twitter leaks and a lot of my personal involvement, and that's why I also put out the parallel book, The Nation Will Follow, is because I realized the marriage of big tech and big government is unlawful, and it is very bad. It's bad for all Americans, as we're learning in the Twitter leaks, Foreign Influence Board. I know some of these national security laws pretty well, and I think it is just outrageous that an internal government body, and it was Elvis Chan, that's his name, FBI agent Elvis Chan, who revealed this in testimony in the Missouri and Louisiana cases about this topic. And Elvis Chan, now it's fact. We know that from a standing official, there was a body. It seems to all every but he's pointing at this foreign influence board, which, hey, I mean, I was part of a number of boards and task forces. You got to have a charter. You got to have a legal foundation. This is out of control. This is insanity. And so the big problem with the patent system, we destroyed it. That was one of the early casualties of the marriage of big tech and the Obama-Biden team. And people are just not getting patents, or they're actually going to China. Now, can you actually enforce a patent if it's done through China? I think that's very sketchy in itself. But the reality is China is essentially surpassing America in patents. We had a system, not perfect, shot it, you know, destroyed it. And China took our system and ran with it.
What do you think is the reason they decided to go this route, the administration?
Well, I think first and foremost, as we've learned in other situations, legislators do not read their legislation. Usually it's a young 20-something year old, which I have nothing against young 20-something year olds. But a lot of times they don't have enough life experiences. They don't oftentimes, they can add language, but they rarely know how to cross-reference it or know where it's duplicated or know where it steps on other language. This is where you get the 4,000-page omnibus bills. So a lot of it is the legislator's fault. They don't know their legislation. They don't read it. They don't understand it. And this is where the citizen has to hold our legislators accountable, which is you have to secure your county. It all begins at their county. But we're getting bad legislation, bad legislators, and the Obama. This was the early days of the Obama-Biden team going, hey, we like this big tech thing. And the marriage took place. And America is now under oppression from this big tech, big government collusion. And this was one of the first steps with the 2011 American Innovates Act. And this led to the situation we're in today. It's absolutely horrendous. Now we have government officials actively working against Americans, in addition to attacking awarded patents, decrementing them, ripping them, degrading them to the point why even have an awarded patent. An awarded patent is gold. It used to be gold. Mm. Now it can be attacked and repealed, essentially.
You know, I saw some excerpts that you had that came across my desk. You mentioned deep state, global elite. Is there an equal force for good on our side? You know, maybe some people mention white hats. Does such a thing exist?
I mean, I get a lot of criticism for this and a lot of flack, but there are white hats inside of government. I personally know it, even though I'm retired from government, both uniform and civilian. I get a lot of grief for it. They need support. They need direction. They need guidance. But the problem is once you reach what's in the civilian world, what's called the senior executive level, and in the uniform military, the equivalent would be the general officers, the admirals. For the most part, we lose most of because they become they see clearly that they gain benefit, and especially when they retire and move on, by feeding and growing the deep state. There is a deep state, and that's where in my book, The Nation Will Follow, or thenationwillfollow.com, I outlined, because I realized I was right in the middle of the spying on candidate and then President Trump, and my pathway to the Durham investigation, outing and fingering a number of folks, and continuing having to upgrade with the recent Twitter releases, I have to update my statements because I've, you know, it's corroborated even more of what I was aware of. And so we have to fight at our county level, secure our county. It's Fulton, it's Maricopa that's messing everything up, but there are white hats. They need support.
Will the support ever happen again? Or do you feel that big state and government are just getting too in control now?
Well, the lawsuits, this is where we have to get states under control. And you get states under control by securing your county. And then you secure more counties and then you dominate a state. This is Florida. This is Texas. The Republicans did well in the California elections because they learned, guess what? Ballot harvesting is legal. Get over it and either lose or learn how to ballot harvest. It's legal. So yes, we can win, and we have to fight back. And the Missouri and Louisiana lawsuits are awesome because they've now a standing federal official in sworn testimony said, yeah, yes, absolutely. We had an internal vetting organization and body. And he was the lead person to going to Twitter and social media and saying, censor these Americans. That's on top of what the censoring was already going on. So we have to fight through lawsuits, through securing counties to build upon that. Success breeds success. You know, there's only a few counties that are caught that are throwing the whole country. And we need Georgia and Arizona to get Maricopa and Fulton under control. Pennsylvania, it's Philadelphia.
All right. Now, Greg has a question he asks all his successful guests.
Well, before I ask that one, Neil, I've got another one, a quick follow-on. You know, do you feel the Brunson case up at the Supreme Court is a chance to get somewhere?
Yeah, the Brunson case is brilliant. And hats off, kudos to the Brunson brothers. Thanks for bringing that up. This is an exemplar of citizen action that is getting traction all the way. And, you know, in my own county, in Prince William County, we are duking it out. We work closely with Loudoun County. The Loudoun County parents are up in arms. And I did my own court. It's very simple to do a court filing and petition the court for a court hearing. It's actually very simple. $80. Okay. $80. And I do a court. Everybody goes, oh, I need a lawyer. No, you do not need a lawyer. A lawyer will oftentimes screw it up for you. You bring a lawyer in at the last moment when you teed up the shot perfectly. But the Brunson case is brilliant. The hats off. That's brilliant. But I've done lawsuits in my own county, got dismissed. But I also got very key evidence into court into testimony, which is important to build precedence and build evidence. So you could point back to a case might have been dismissed, but very important evidence was formally submitted. So citizens, do it. Don't wait for a lawyer.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Greg, now that final question yours.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem at all. You know, so I appreciate it so much. So quick question. And I'll say in life and in business, now that you're doing publishing and movies and all that stuff, what's the most important thing that you feel that you've learned?
You know, I spent almost 40 years facing outward, facing the external threat. The country was stolen behind my back because I forgot about the county and the seven centers of gravity that are common to all 3,300 roughly county and county equivalents. I was, and many Americans, same thing. They're facing outward. They're facing to D.C. Okay, we do need people facing D.C. and hammering the D.C. swamp culture, but Deep state stands upon the shoulders of our county. We have to remember it's not exciting. It's not sexy. Everybody go to, oh my gosh, I have to go to a county council meeting. I have to go to a school board meeting. Yes. Yes, you do. And I learned it. It was a hard lesson for me. I thought I knew what I was doing. And I realized stolen right in front of me in my county.
Okay. And Innovation Race will be available as a documentary in January, right? And that is correct. In January that comes out. And is your book already out? Where can we get people to check out your book?
Thank you so much, Neil. Appreciate that. So Innovation Race is I go to innovationrace.com, the Innovation Race. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie to understand how we basically took a good system and really messed it up. The book is thenationwillfollow.com. Thenationwillfollow.com. Realizing colleagues were spying on candidate and then President Trump, getting in front of the Durham investigation. And then it presents an action plan to how to dominate our counties. And the preface is written by Stephen K. Bannon.
Nice. All right. Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you coming by. It was a lot of fun, and thanks for coming on the show. And everyone needs to check out your book and the movie. Oh, all right, take care.
Thank you, Neil and Greg. It's an honor to be with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Guys, take care.